Is a hypnotic recording, and being such, you should not listen to this recording while doing.
U.S. residents aged 18 or older. Plus, the best part is
they sort of sound alike.
Mix. A clear alternative.
The alternative.
Reckless is on the line, live from Texas, listening to Bob's radio. So I should probably play this other one. This is, if I can remember how to play this, this is a rewrite of Carol Denny's Screw the FCC song, radio-related kind of thing. And I'm going to bust through that, and I'm going to take a break from the guitar. Unless you have any further specific requests of me, 427-3772, songs I know preferably or can fake my way through, would be good. What was I going to play? Oh, yeah, my rewrite of Carol Denny's Screw the FCC song, because parts of it weren't topical anymore, and things had changed. And you know, all things change, so...
Attention to the kosher-controlled media. On this edition of American Dissident Voices, we turn our attention to the kosher-controlled media, and we document the blatant campaign to destroy white racial ideals carried on by two Jewish media moguls, Michael Eisner and Gerald Levin.
Thank you.
You're listening to American Dissident Voices. I'm your host, Jeffrey Stewart, with my guest, Dr. William Pierce, chairman of the National Alliance. Dr. Pierce, for the past several years, you have published an excellent pamphlet entitled, Who Rules America? Tell our listeners what's in that pamphlet. Who does rule America? America is ruled to a very significant extent by the people who control the...
Just like Ben, their bodies are turned to stone.
What was this amazing power that could turn people into stone?
Tell our listeners what's in that pamphlet. Who does rule America?
Nations broadcasting areas.
They have to be constantly vigilant.
I wondered if it could have been because one of my routine duties, if I had been in Washington, would have been to arrange for additional security in Texas. So
And I can't be bothered looking up numbers for information in the phone book. I don't know how you feel about that. Some people are cool with that. They can look up in the book, but I write away 411, that's it. But my mind works in such a discursive manner that I forget the number always. I get it, I repeat it, when I hang up, it blanks out. So-
In your head, it actually appears.
But I guarantee you, you know it's not your thoughts. Holes or rippings of veils, if you want, where things become clearer that were never seen before.
WZBC, open for business. Good morning, crowd around here. Of course, the Starfuck's all over, but we don't sell coffee. We do wrap it in brown paper, wrapping paper, of course. Discreet. For the good demographic. With expendable, innumerable income. Always get a lot of flake off around there.
Audibly speak.
Direct you to a better source.
Yes.
Oh, no, oh, wait a minute. You said audibly speak.
Yes, now, well, audibly in my head.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Okay. In other words, it's not just the sound of the rushing water forming a voice.
Mm-mm.
Saying... This is in your head. It actually appears to you.
But I guarantee you, you know it's not your thoughts.
Just hanging around the storefront. Licensed to make money. Got a retail point of entry into the sarcophagus of marketing. And wholesale privileges for the incoming. PBA New Metaphysics congenial front called Gary Geiserman. Check his records if you need to. They should be in order. Riding on the holding company, WZBC, out of Newton, of course. You can check it. .3 on the locator. Go for it. Okay, officer.
Done. There was a program a few years back, one of these all these wanted, you know, or mystery things. And a lady had disappeared up here in this estate in eastern Washington. Her bones have called me for years.
Her bones?
What really happened September
Harbor, the American people will never support the effort of imperial mobilization, his term, not mine, required to exert the military force necessary to secure control of this region.
Cross your legs, scratch your ass. They're all telltale signs. You can't cheat them.
Dissident boy. And on take him,
who control the flow of information to the public.
Shaping of ideas and attitudes and opinions. Through entertainment. People who run the mass media in America wield more real power.
The tank itself was unusual in that it was vertical and looked like an old boiler. Inside the tank, the subject wore a heavy glass bubble, and you would have thought the whole contraption uncomfortable, to say the least. It was, however, effective. Of the 23 students tested, only two found the experience unpleasant. Some even called it exhilarating. A number of students hallucinated. Dr. Jessup found the encephalographic evidence especially interesting. And one Saturday afternoon in April 1967, he decided to try the experience for himself.
Other single group. That's true. I recently read a poll which said that 80% of all Americans under the age of 30
You want me to come in and get you out?
Yeah. No. I want to get a look at those EEG tracings.
Most of their news and opinion from, of all things, tabloid television.
Oh, how do you feel?
Not bad. I hallucinated like a son of a bitch. A variety of dream states, mystical states. A lot of religious allegory, mostly out of Revelation.
Ooh, isn't it? Close to 5 hours.
Not like an hour.
I'd like to try that myself sometime.
You should. You'll like it. Do we have any communication?
Oh, sure. I kept checking you out like you told me to.
How'd I respond?
News shows and those television talk shows like Oprah Winfrey and all of those types of shows. So, Americans by and large are receiving almost every
marked only by tragedy. Christmas morning, I got off duty and opened all my packages alone. I missed you all so much. I cried myself to sleep.
Well, you pissed, but I guarantee you, you know it's not your thoughts.
Well,
he done that. There was a program a few years back, one of these oldies wanted, you know, or mystery things, and a lady had disappeared.
Everything through the television. And there's been a giant merger.
And this the States in eastern Washington. Her bones have called me for years.
Her bones?
Yes, she was murdered. I've seen how it happened. I saw how she was lured there. I saw where she was buried. I know where she's at. And I know so much, they'd nail me for the murder. My wife has asked me over, at least at minimum three times, honey, why don't you call the police and tell them where it's at?
Going on, that's been in the news recently, and that is that Time Warner Corporation
finally one Sunday morning, I woke up in a pool of blood.
You break them. On the other end, they deal with the consequences.
In a move sure to send shockwaves through the industry, nude dancers at San Francisco's Lusty Lady Club have voted to unionize.
Run by Gerald Levin, is purchasing the Ted Turner.
Vote in favor.
Media attention helped keep the heat on management.
Significantly, that is what these times in which we find ourselves in manifestation are truly about.
Media empire.
They're about the breakdown of sectarian barriers. The breakdown of everybody staying in their own little place, in their own little cage, in their own little house.
What do you think the effects of that will be?
Why don't you call the police and tell them where it's at? And I says, I don't want to get arrested.
On film. They captured it on 6 frames of film.
Well, one of the effects will be that when I discuss the massive Jewish influence and control of the mass media, my Jewish hecklers won't be able to say to me anymore, well, what about Ted Turner? He's not a Jew.
Stare at me with those dead ass eyes of yours all you want. You can't be persistent.
One Sunday morning, I woke up in a pool of blood.
Because now, Mr. Turner will be taking his orders from Gerald Levin, right? Who, of course, is a Jew.
Well, I told my friends, Tom and Debbie. I was staying with them at the time.
One hospital that was down in another town that was real close told him he didn't have insurance, told him not to worry about it, we would pay the bill, told him what was going on and that he'd been seen at the other hospital. And we have no problem with that. And I said, well, here's the next thing. He's a transsexual.
it's ridiculous. I seem to be crying all the time lately. This place. This is now the seventh month. Destruction and misery. I'm tired of going to sleep and listening to outgoing and incoming.
Right. The other major media giant is Disney.
Right. Before this recent acquisition of Turner Broadcasting by Time Warner, Disney was the largest media conglomerate in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've been surpassed by Time Warner with its buyout of Turner. And of course, these two together...
And listen, hear and understand that this is a work of deception, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast. That's the one world political system saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, an icon, if you will.
Control about 80% of the mass media in terms of revenue,
right,
in the United States, they of course are both Jewish. Mr. Eisner,
mm-hmm,
controls the Disney enterprises,
right,
and Gerald Levin controls Time Warner.
Understand, which had the wound by a sword and did live. That's that one world political system. And already on the news almost daily, you see this image being thrown before you.
Welcome to a special edition of Media File on Vision TV Insight. We're continuing our coverage, what really happened September 11th, how do those events affect us now?
Free.
don't want to get arrested, you know?
All right, then, Red Elg, I'm going to...
And then he imagined, and then he created us from imagine into strong envisioning until he got it right. Instead of making the woman's boobs on the back, which would have made them fun to dance with, but not worth looking at, he put them on the front. He took his time. He got it right. And then he, he said, he audibly spoke. Sir, there's no Big Bang. It is just vibration.
Mr. Red Elk, the other place I found that in the text was where, I don't know, Jesus and the disciples going off to this town. They said, make these people be quiet lest we get thrown in jail or get in trouble.
Yeah, and the Rosh
would shout. And he said, if I'd make these people be quiet, Father would make these stones rejoice. Well, that suggests that there's sound on the inside of those stones.
And intelligence.
Yeah, and intelligence. And you were speaking about... y'all were talking about talking to rocks earlier and having the rocks talk back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of us talk to, you know, whenever you, like Art was mad at his car, or you, part of the, half of the communication, you talk to something, but the other half is listening to what it has to say.
Now, Lord, can I inject here? Sir, when your wife and you head off for the trip, she thinks, oh my gosh, did I leave food for the dog? Did I water the plants? And, well, let's go back, you know. And you run back, and lo and behold, the dog's got no food.
Yep.
The plants need watering. And they say, thank God, I remembered that. No, sir. They were called by the plants and by the dog saying, you've forgotten us.
Hmm.
Since I don't see anything I recognize, I'll just pull over to the side of the road and take out a map. Yeah. We seem to be going into the sun, so this must be Paisley coming up. Did you see a sign, Little Pie?
Little Pie?
Little Pie.
No.
No Little Pie. Maybe we are going east.
Can we go back?
We can, but I did not see any exit. Let us go on and see if there is a sign or an exit.
Check it out. And sure enough, I found out that someone had told the 112th Military Intelligence Group at 4th Army Headquarters at Fort Sam Houston to stand down that day. Told
the 112th Military Intelligence Group at 4th Army Headquarters at Fort Sam Houston to stand down that day over the protests of the unit commander.
And we have four distinguished panelists to help us with this topic.
Colonel Luck,
I believe it's a mistake.
This is significant because it is standard operating procedure, especially in a known hostile city like Dallas, to supplement the Secret Service. I mean, even if we had not allowed the bubble top to be removed from the limousine, we would have placed at least 100 to 200 agents on the sidewalk without question.
First, Michael Rupert, a former Los Angeles City narcotics detective, and presently the editor of From the Wilderness, a newsletter about politics, economics, and intelligence. Ron Adkey, lawyer, former member of parliament, and maybe very important for this discussion, the head of the Security Intelligence Review Committee, or the watchdog that looked after CSIS in 1984. Phyllis Clayton, a peace activist, particularly for the Anglican Synod of Canada, but in real life, an ethicist dealing with reproductive technology. And Peter Debra, former dean of the Journalism School at the University of Western Ontario, and one of the commissioners of the Somalia Inquiry into possible wrongdoing of the Canadian military in Somalia. Now, our topic is what really happened September 11th. Michael Rupert, you are spending most of your time now speaking to groups, especially in the United States, about the events of September 11th. And I think it would be fair to say that your opinions are somewhat controversial. Why are you doing this? Why are you talking to so many groups about September 11th?
Dallas. UN Ambassador Adlai Stevenson was spit on and hit. There had already been several attempts on de Gaulle's life in France. We would have arrived days ahead of time, studied the route, checked all the buildings, never would have allowed all those wide open empty windows overlooking Dealey. Never. We'd have had our own snipers covering the area. The minute a window went up, they'd have been on the radio. We'd have been watching the crowd, packages, rolled up newspapers, coat over and out. Never would have let a man open an umbrella along the way. Never would have allowed that limousine to slow down to 10 miles an hour.
Everybody has this concept that, you know, fourth and fifth density, there's no physicality. In reality, Art, there is physicality.
When you're...
dense. We're saying the same thing, but we use different expressions.
Okay, I just want to be sure.
Said that there have been 11, and as of March 23rd, 1994, a energy frequency, which contains sound and color and space, started permeating from all the black holes.
Well, first of all, we have had overwhelming demand to discuss the subject of September the 11th. I'm not the only person with a great many questions about the official story emanating from the United States government, about what happened before, during, and has happened after the attack on the World Trade Center.
They were called by the plants and by the dog chain. You've forgotten us.
Right. There was a something the last caller touched on in imagination, and you touched on it earlier in the conversation. And there's the imagination is a very there's a very powerful law tucked away in it's right at the Tower of Babel over there. God said, now nothing that they have imagined will be restrained from them. And
it says, ye are as little g gods. We cannot be God, but we can be godly. We cannot be Satan, but we can be satanic. We cannot be Christ, but we can be Christ-like.
And if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move a mountain.
Yeah.
We in medicine do this. We have learned to work the dream.
So get the volume the right way. 552-4686. If anybody has any questions they want to, or comments they want to get in on this, just call up.
I mean, this is the great opportunity right now, especially with a productive sound artist here in the studio, for anyone to call up and ask any questions. I mean, especially listeners who've been listening to ZBC and specifically NCP for years must have some kind of tinkling of a question on their mind.
You were crying.
You were naturally crying?
You were sobbing. There were tears on your face. And I asked you what was going on. You said you were re-experiencing your father's death.
The roads on that map is...
No, numbers. All numbers and arrows.
Present.
So really, it's not about food. It's about nourishment. It's about love. It's about a lot of inner stuff going on.
Yes, it's all about that. It's about food, too. And that's why food is such a beautiful way. It's a path inside. Translate all the issues.
There are a great deal of anomalies, for lack of a better word, monstrous inconsistencies, and using government documents, using...
What do you want the audiences, though, to get from your presentation?
That they should be asking a lot of questions, that there are a great many lies that have been told about September the 11th.
I really like the way this theme, 21st century McCarthyism, which appropriately characterizes the swift intensification and reconsolidation of the right wing in the aftermath of the attack on September 11th, but also, and I think this is important, compels us to try to think about the present in historical perspective.
Energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. And what that little expression, which he used in his atomic explosion hypothesis, was that energy can be converted to mass, at least in a mathematical sense. A mass can be converted into energy.
On that date, in our linear time.
Wow.
It's adding a holographic imprint, which is encompassing not only the 11, but it is adding a 12.
That the war is really about oil. It's about control of the drug money. It's about control of the pipeline.
Let me stop you there.
Or on other planets, is we create. That's how we discover who we are. The problem is, if you don't manage your consciousness, you'll create something you may not be happy with. Much that,
good brisk foot traffic. Not quite cubicle time, but definitely GNP all the way. And this is a good thing, I think. Keeps a lot of people from getting in the way of a lot of people getting in the way of a lot of trouble. We do like to be industrious in this, the West. The Satchel Paige refrain could be catching up with you. So don't look back. At a Newton, where it all will begin. And I think that says it all. Quite a proud place, actually. Strip down some of the over education, and there's a lot of potential. Just glad we're not selling coffee. That Resonance Avenue is well trod, if you will. Of course, the big problem with caffeine and coffee is it does dissolve quite a bit of cholesterol. So make sure to add cream and sugar. Catch it from both ends. Keep the pace swift. No metaphysics. That's what it says on the storefront. Of course, I won't mention the holding companies and the holdings of the holders of the holding companies. That would take a little of the luster off of it. Of course, it's very, very well segmented and got a bit of the financial Balkan war going on in the structure. So I guess I could talk about the holding holders. Of course, I don't know them all myself. I just am here. It's in my name. 90.3. On the avenue. During business hours, during the daytime 9 to 5 sector. Where no truckloads of salami will fall to the pavement.
It is just amazing. There is so much more to us than what we have been told or taught
Let's examine what happened the day of September 11th, Mike Rupert.
Well, the most telling fact in all the research that I have done, as a researcher named Jared Israel, has a website, The Emperor's New Clothes, TEMC.net. He pulled out FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, and U.S. Air Force policy procedure manuals going back 25 years. For 25 years, it has been standard operating procedure in the United States that the instant any aircraft under FAA control, passenger aircraft, loses transponder contact, loses radio contact, or deviates from course, fighter jets are responsive. Remember the case of Payne Stewart, the famous golfer? He got in a plane in Texas, the Learjet went up, they lost pressure, everybody died. F-16 fighters were scrambled and beheaded in a very short period of time without presidential authorization. Yet, on the day of September the 11th, after the first plane had crashed into the World Trade Center, after it was known that four simultaneous hijackings had occurred, an event which has never before occurred in human history, no U.S. Air Force fighters are scrambled. Period. That defies imagination. The only way that standard procedures could not, the only way that fighters could not have been scrambled would have been if the National Command Authority issued orders for them not to be scrambled.
That it is, in my opinion, a crime.
All right, crime. What I think is,
a warship in the Atlantic. America sought to restrain Jap aggression, and President Roosevelt, whom we see ending church there, conducted patient negotiations. Then Pearl Harbor, and in Congress, the American declaration of war against Japan.
Issues in our lives through food. We use food. It's like a microcosm. We use it to express our dreams, our fantasies, what we want to do, what we want to be. But the problem is that it keeps us wrapped around food, and we actually don't look at the rest of our lives.
Controls the Disney Enterprises.
Right.
And Carol Levin controls Time Warner.
Where are you?
I'm calling from a secured public phone booth, sir. I suggest you call me back on the same.
Onto the road.
No.
Where is the road on that map?
The road is not indicated as a road on the map. The road is indicated as an arrow, a direction, a sort of tendency. You want to get to Fenhagen, you go sort of in this direction.
And it's more than just the control at the top. They have had an opportunity to staff these companies with Jews at every level.
what I'm really asking myself is not what is it that I would like to write about, not what do I want to write about, but what do I have to write about, because it's so essential and central to my inner life.
So, find what you have to write about.
Well, it's that process of self-examination. It's a matter of becoming introspective and paying close attention to your inner monologue and asking yourself, what is it that looms so large in my consciousness that I can't ignore it? I must confront it as a human being and in a corollary fashion as a writer. And in my case, it was the prospect of aging and death that was filling me with fear and dread.
One consciousness, one equality consciousness. And so it is in this awareness, the awareness of equality consciousness, that I welcome you in this moment.
Presented it yesterday. It's a list of all of the people that you thought had violated the law, and what the laws may be that they violated.
And so we're seeing a distinctly Jewish flavor to the entertainment we're getting. I noticed, for example, the Southern Baptists have finally become awake.
Right.
To the fact that the flavor of the films coming out of Disney has changed drastically since Mr. Disney died and his company was taken over by Jews.
Right.
Going on, and that he'd been seen at the other hospital, and we have no problem with that. And I said, well, here's the next thing, he's a transsexual. Well, maybe you better go to downtown. Downtown. Downtown.
Right. But we see the same thing with every mass medium where there's a heavy Jewish influence.
Downtown. Hung up from there, called another one. I think by the time that day was over, we had over 20 doctors and I don't know how many hospitals that refused to treat him.
We see this Jewish flavor. We see Jewish values replacing our values.
Now, that in itself is revealing because there are certain rules in the physical world, and the scriptures tell us that God made man in his own image, and man cannot grow beyond a certain level unless we sacrifice some chromosomes, unless we throw a piece of ourselves away. So a man throws a sperm away containing chromosomes, and a woman throws an egg away, an ovum. And that ovum grows in the womb, and the brain starts to develop, and the electrical activity is generated.
Right.
Now, what this implies is that God can't grow unless he sacrifices himself, because man is made in the same image as God, so we have the same constraint. It seems that God can do anything, and don't forget, God is good and God is love. Mm-hmm. Anything better than God, therefore, must be more love, more God.
Public phone booth, sir. I suggest you call me back on the same.
Of course, it's always pointed out that one of the sinful prerequisites of Americanness is historical amnesia. Since this is Black History Month, we only have, a few more days to celebrate Black History Month, the shortest month of the year. I want to frame my presentation with the observation that this historical amnesia that we often make light of has real consequences. It renders our historical memory inaccessible precisely when we need it to shape critical analyses about the present.
Correct?
That is correct.
Let's start with the top of the list. Now, that's in your own handwriting, is it not?
That is correct.
This is a copy thereof.
That is correct.
What is the significance of the letters in your own handwriting, is it not?
That is correct.
Seen concrete evidence of the fact that Andrews Air Force Base did maintain, contrary to what Vice President Cheney said, ready response fighters at the highest state of alert. How do we know this? Because Jared Israel archived the Andrews Air Force Base website, which was altered 2 days after September the 11th to indicate that it didn't have scramble-ready fighters at the base. These facts alone demand not only outrage, but severe questioning.
How do you respond to what Mike just said?
Well, how many instances have we seen in maybe the nuclear industry or other industries where human systems absolutely do not function the way they're supposed to function?
But this happens all the time. Four at once is that defies
logic to believe that the whole system could fail after the World Trade Center had been attacked and it was standard operation.
I'm not sure. I'd have to know the chain of information. I'd have to know where the flow of information
was. That's
well
documented.
And if there was a deliberate blockage of information at some point that would become identified. I'd have to know the whole history.
Right? Peter, with the lights traveling along the routes and you see where they deviated. I've seen it, the charts where you press and you see the different routes. And you think, how in the world? Aha! That's an aha moment. You've unmasked.
Oh, my God.
You've unmasked a gap for which there's only one explanation. It was deliberate.
These questions are going to have to be answered. I can't draw the conclusion you've drawn. I think the questions have to be answered. They have to be raised. I think also, though, dealing with security intelligence, the Al-Qaeda network just didn't spring into existence on September 11th.
True.
It was well known. The CIA, the FBI, our own CSIS had filed reports, extensive reports on they may have missed, I'm only speculating, don't know for sure, the focus was on Europe and the Middle East, and the domestic systems, which feeds into Peter's point. Domestic security in Canada and the U.S., particularly related to airline travel, was pretty lax. Pretty lax. There were human errors, the baggage handling, the air traffic controllers, the screening of employees. It was a pretty lax domestic system compared to what was going on in other parts of the world. That may have been a security failure.
As a young political journalist, one of the first things I learned was that the illusion that somebody up there knows what's happening all the time and knows how to deal with it is an illusion, in fact. And that at the very top, and you know this more than I do, things can be incredibly disorganized and chaotic sometimes.
This would be a small point in a courtroom battle, but I think it would be a valid legal point. But you look for indications of guilty knowledge. And the tampering of the Andrews Air Force Base website 2 days after the attack to remove the references for the Vice President Cheney's statement, we didn't have any fighters at Andrews, that raises monstrous questions that cannot be explained by simple human malice.
But suppose there was somebody at that, just supposing that that Air Force Base, in fact, that had made a mistake. And should have transmitted information and didn't transmit information, and one way of covering that up was to change the database.
Are you satisfied with that?
I don't know. It's possible.
But I mean,
what about
the airplane that was scrambled?
Well, there were actually two fighters scrambled from Otis Air Force Base in Massachusetts that arrived at the World Trade Center moments too late for the second attack. Now, here's the problem. Scrambled fighters, and I'm an Air Force brat, scrambled fighters do not leave with half-full tanks of gasoline. They leave with full tanks of gasoline. An F-16 has a combat radius of more than 1,500 miles. On afterburner, it could have been on any of the other two remaining aircraft within moments, and yet they were called away.
But for those of us who get lost in the aviation, Ron Adkin, your statement that, in fact, there was a lot of information known about these networks. How do you tally there was a lot of information known, but suddenly no one knows anything on the day
that
happened?
Well, I think they know. I think there's an awful lot that's known that's not yet public, and then by its very nature, it can't be made public. But I think, for example, how did the pilots of these aircraft that were hijacked, where did they get their training? How did they get entry into Canada or the United States, as the case may be? I think there was a trail there. It may have been incompetence. It may have been insufficient resources, which I think was the case in Canadian terms, to properly provide the kind of intelligence that governments need to prevent terrorists operating within their midst. And I think, therefore, governments have been attempting, too late perhaps, to shore up on that side. That token alone may be an admission of security intelligence failure. We know, by the way, just very briefly, that Muhammad Atta received training at Maxwell Air Force Base, and that was reported in two American papers. These are other questions. How did a known terrorist member of Al-Qaeda get to train at Maxwell Air Force Base?
Smarter.
First of all, I want you to know that I believe Richard Kimball to be innocent.
Would he come to you for help?
If he came to me, I would help him. But he wouldn't come to me. That's not his style.
Thank you.
copy thereof.
That is correct.
What is the significance of the letters at the top left-hand part of that sheet?
The list is broken down into two parts, Senator. One says pre, and the other is post. This was
by pre, you mean prior to the Watergate break-in?
That is correct.
The planning and execution of those events.
That is correct.
And you list in that category Mr. Mitchell, Mr. Magruder, and Mr. Strawn.
That is correct.
Now you have a star by Mr. Mitchell's name. No star by Mr. Magruder.
Well, let me understand. Maybe if I explain the whole list, it would save some questions for you. I have listed for pre Mitchell, Magruder, Strawn. Post, Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Dean, LaRue, Mardian, O'Brien, Parkinson, Colson, Pittman, Kalmbach, Tony. That's the word source. I'll explain that in a minute.
I don't know you. I've never seen you. Don't ever call me again.
One tenant of the World Trade Center, the Zim Israeli American Shipping Company. And I started right after the attacks researching the list of tenants, and I found out that the Zim Israeli American Shipping Company moved out, I believe it was the 9th of September, to Norfolk, Virginia, and it broke its lease to move out of the company, to move out of the World Trade Center and got its people out. My point is there is some right-wing speculation that Israel had something to do with the attack. I don't believe that for a moment. I believe that the Mossad was doing everything it could to warn the U.S.
So the Israeli intelligence agency warned the U.S. of the attack.
And they were smart enough to get their people out of Dodge before the first plane hit.
Well, the Freemasons said, well, we'll go directly to the top man, if you like. We don't need to go through Jesus. So they both had the same ideals, but they wanted to go a different path to get to the top of the mountain.
Sobbing, there were tears on your face, and I asked you what was going on. You said you were re-experiencing your father's death.
Did you make notes?
It's all there.
I'd like to try this again next week, Arthur. Do you think you can make it again next week?
What are we looking for?
I don't know. Yet.
There's really very little literature on this kind of research. There's some good people in the field, Hart, Ornstein, Dyckman, but most of it is radical hip stuff, drug culture, apologies. Obviously, the first thing to do is set up some sensible methodology, see if we can't study these experiences under controlled laboratory conditions. It will not interfere with the work we're doing with Hobart.
Oh, what are we getting into? Sensory deprivation, isolation studies? I mean, you know, where will we be going with the tank stuff?
We're not writing up a grant, Arthur. Strictly bootlegging, just for kicks. I figure as long as we get the use of this tank, let's play around with it. Let's find out where it takes us.
Rockets, mortars, artillery. I'm sick of facing every day a new bunch of children ripped to pieces.
One last question. Do you know who killed Mason? You.
Now in our solar system and 21 others in our galaxy, which in their present time, which is our future, creates tyranny. Okay? Being time travelers, they've come back to find out what happened, and they are now in the process, and they're not the only ones, to manipulate and intervene so that tyranny does not get out of control in their present time.
The sixth thing that happens often in this progression is that then people start unilaterally breaking alliances, purposely. Oh, it's a conscious choice, though often denied and often coming from the lesser. But unilaterally breaking them, deciding, such as, I'm never going to deal with my higher self again. I'm never going to turn to God, God is all that is. I'm going to turn my back on my soul and wonder where it went. It wasn't there for me. I won't be there for it. Can break those alliances. A unilateral action. Not a product of any particular event, but perhaps the series of events and reaching a certain sort of end of the line, as it were. And there are those, again, we're talking in the general sense, whose alliances are broken by the unilateral decision. I instead choose to control, to manipulate, and to go out of my way to do so in the most aggressive, impactful sort of ways. And lastly, through this cascade of events, from the broken first love, through an ego that's turned from ally to enemy, through events that lack the guidance of soul and spirit, to the wounding, to reactions and responses to very sort of events of living life, the unilateral decisions and choices made, even when denial. Alliances get broken. And the ones that remain are weakened, become more fragile, become perhaps brittle. And therefore, they are more easily broken. That, quote, last straw, and someone snaps.
When he came to me, I think it was evident by then, he drank and debilitated himself to the point of being hospitalized several times up here, and it worried me.
After arriving in Maine, he decided to transform a small stream into a 4.5-acre trout pond. This was typical Farnsworth. A daunting project with huge practical obstacles, but it occupied his troubled mind at a time when he needed to forget television.
The U.S. economy and September 11th and the drug trade. What's the economy got to do with anything?
Well, actually, a great deal. We know from very well-respected sources, Le Monde Diplomatique has indicated that there is $1 trillion a year in criminal money. The IMF last year said at $1.5 trillion. We know, thanks to Senator Carl Levin in the U.S., through his report on correspondent banking, that at least $500 billion a year is laundered through the American banking system. The world drug trade accounts for some $600 billion a year in liquid cash, which is a financial asset in the world banking market. And when drug dollars find their way into net profits, they boost stock values upwards of $30, $60, depending upon price-to-earnings ratio. It is a part and parcel of the American economic system. The drug cash flow is important because liquid cash, as opposed to other measures of GDP, is very powerful. You can't put gas in your car with a bushel of wheat. The cash, especially on cash flow, it worms its way into leverage buyouts. It's extremely powerful. We know that the CIA historically has had a tremendously deep relationship with Wall Street. The current executive vice president of the New York Stock Exchange, David Daugherty, is a former CIA general counsel. Bill Casey, Ronald Reagan's infamous CIA director, was the chairman of the SEC. The CIA, we know, has dealt drugs. We have Inspector General's reports from the U.S. in 1998 by Fred Hitz, where there's page after page and document after document saying that the CIA was directly involved in the drug trade, keeping drug traffickers out of jail, and in effect controlling the flow of the cash into the U.S. economy. The run-up to September 11th is that Afghanistan had been the single largest producer. It's very powerful. You can't put gas in your car with a bushel of wheat. The cash, especially on cash flow, it worms its way into leverage buyouts. It's extremely powerful. A great deal. We know from very well-respected sources, Le Monde Diplomatique has indicated that there is $1 trillion a year in criminal money. The IMF last year said at $1.5 trillion. We know, thanks to Senator Carl Levin in the U.S., through his report on correspondent banking, that at least $500 billion a year is laundered through the American banking system. The world drug trade accounts for some $600 billion a year in liquid cash, which is a financial asset in the world banking market. And when drug dollars find their way into net profits, they boost stock values upwards of $30, $60, depending upon price-to-earnings ratio.
This was typical Farnsworth. A daunting project with huge practical obstacles. But it occupied his troubled mind at a time when he needed to forget television.
I think this idea of this pond leapt into his mind fully formed the first time he visited this property. He decided to put a dam right there. From that tree to that tree. Well, it's got wings that go way back. This is a mammoth piece of concrete.
This way into leverage buyouts. It's extremely powerful. We know that the CIA historically has had a tremendously deep relationship with Wall Street, the current executive vice president of the New York.
Way down, there's a big base. To do this project, we had a crew here. It was probably drawn from about five towns around here. They all still remember it. And this went on day and night, I don't know how many days. This was back in the days of little putt-putt cement mixers. And this gave my father, I think, instant notoriety. I'm sure that every man working on the project thought that this guy was a 30-year-old nut.
Now, the document saying that the CIA was directly involved in the drug trade, keeping drug traffickers out of jail, and in effect controlling the flow of the cash into the U.S. economy. The run-up to September 11th is that Afghanistan had been the single largest producer of heroin, opium, in the world.
While Philo filled his trout pond, David Sarnoff was finally ready to unveil RCA Television to America.
because your word says it is done. Manifest your glory in our midst, Lord. Someone right now that's suffering with a heart condition, the Lord is touching you. I can see literally someone crying because of the pain in your shoulder. If you'll just lift your shoulder in Jesus' name, the Lord will touch you. And there's others that I feel in my spirit. God is healing right now.
Come to grips, I mean, what between the time that that's a theme you have to address and the time that you start writing East of the Mountains, do you have to decide and read and research and talk and think about what it is I feel about this, and you know, even before you have come up with characters, because you got to know what it is you want to say? Or do you let, you find a character and let his or her experience define what you say?
Flying from heaven to 70% of the world's opium trade. The largest crop in history prior to September 11th had been the 2000 crop at some 3,800 to 4,000 metric tons in the year 2000. In 2001, the Taliban destroyed their entire opium crop. They took some $200 billion in cash out of the world banking system. There were no opium crops. Tony Blair was saying, "We shall bomb the poppy fields." Well, there were no poppy fields.
He has spent the last 10 years preaching to me, telling me that I have faith. I just don't admit it, and I don't want to admit it, and I don't want to believe in it. And but I have a really hard time believing that any deity and so-called God would be so cruel. Began, we both said, then, you know, would neither one of us want a serious relationship, you know, just someone to go out with, go to a movie. Well, that didn't last a whole lot of time. Lola and I are falling in love. And she told me, she says, "But I gotta be honest, there's one little place in my heart I'm holding back." And I told her, "That's all right, I prefer it that way. Now's no time for a full-blown romance."
On the other hand, we occupied Afghanistan in late October, early November, and the planting season for the opium poppy begins in November, and the harvest is in June. The Times of London last week reported that there will be a world record harvest in Afghanistan this year of 4,500 metric tons of opium, which will equate to 450 tons of heroin, where there's going to be a monstrous heroin plague. But that cash flow, thanks to U.S. military occupation, exactly though it was in Vietnam, will result in a monstrous heroin epidemic this summer.
Michael, I've got two problems with what you're saying. First of all, everything I've read about the U.S. drug trade, and I have read a fair amount, says that the principal source of drugs coming to the U.S. is from South America, not Afghanistan.
You're correct.
And so what's South America and got to do with the terrorist events of September 11th? That's number one. Number two, Al-Qaeda is not the Taliban. It's separate groups. Al-Qaeda is a network, as you know, and it's worldwide. Its origins were in Egypt and in Saudi Arabia. And that network continues to be a major threat. And I think most people in security intelligence and the police and the government all agree that the terrorist events of September 11th were caused principally by the Al-Qaeda network.
Okay.
And so I'm trying to make the connection between Saudi Arabia and Egypt and the Al-Qaeda network, which is in some 60 countries, with this isolated, albeit important, problem in Afghanistan of the reinvigoration of the opium crop.
Okay. Two quick answers for you. First of all, yes, you were quite right that the United States receives about 60 to 70% of its heroin from Colombia. Canada's a little bit more mixed. You get some from the Far East. You also get some from Western Europe because of smuggling routes. However, it's the cash that is important and the movement of cash. That will change as a result of U.S. dominance now in Central Asia, with direct transport lines from Central Asia to the Western Hemisphere and the U.S. Al-Qaeda was a principal, certainly involved in the attacks on September the 11th. However, the war in Afghanistan was a war against the Taliban as well. I mean, we eliminated the Taliban regime, and as a matter of fact, since occupying the country, we, the United States, have sprung a number of heroin warlords from prison and put them into peacekeeping, marshalling roles to effect political assuagement, if you want to call it that, and control the country.
But as part of an overall strategy to get Al-Qaeda.
That's questionable, because my belief is that the purpose of the war and the fact that we overlooked direct foreknowledge of the attacks and allowed them to happen was to secure construction of a trans-Afghani pipeline that UNICAL had been trying to get built for a number of years, to let the Exxon, the major oil companies, get their oil out of Central Asia, and to secure control of the drug cash.
Supposed to get some pictures of McGrath, not kill him.
I understood the objectives of the operation. I never concurred with them.
But I didn't kill him. It was an accident.
You accidentally shot out the tire of his car?
As you may recall, this was my initial plan as proposed in our meeting of June the 6th.
We rejected that plan, don't you remember?
Of course, I do admit I had to exceed the parameters of my authority somewhat, but I always stayed within an acceptable margin of error.
After all, the objective was achieved. He was eliminated from the election.
Burke, I don't know you. I've never seen you. Don't ever call me again.
Just a minute, sir. We got some loose ends.
I changed the tire, made it look like a blowout. I erased the sound guy's tape so everybody will think it's a crackpot. Carp's disappeared, but I'll find him. But that still leaves the girl. I've decided to terminate her and make it look like one of a series of sex killings in the area.
This would completely secure our operation.
What operation?
That's how the road is indicated.
Van Hagen, I came through this morning.
Yes, Van Hagen was back from where you and I had our little contretemps.
Are we lost?
Well, not lost.
Just really not lost. We don't know where we are.
We've just temporarily sacrificed our sense of place.
In that, in coming back here,
they have not only discovered things that they did not know or were forgotten, which is probably a better way to say it, that were forgotten, but they've also come to realize that on many of these planets, they have come across a human race that they consider to be genetic royalty. And I am also including our race in this. Art, they literally consider us royalty because our some genetics, total genetics in all of our races on this planet, are the sum total of 22 different extraterrestrial races.
Well, I begin with the theme, you know, this question of death, of confronting death and finding some way to live despite the fact of death. But I don't fully think through the implications of that theme ahead of time. Rather, the act of writing fiction, the act of telling the story is for me my personal way of exploring the theme, exploring the notion, in this case of death, coming to grips with it. It's an interesting thing that the act of writing the book becomes for the author a personal exploration of the themes that are at the heart of the story.
First hour in front of 50717. It looks like some sort of history. We're trying to figure it out now.
Apartment 4 Charles on the 4, 4 Charles on the 4. No description at this time.
And the Rosicrucians adopted the rose after the rose of the crown of thorns worn by Jesus at the crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
And they call them Rosicrucians because they worship the rosy cross.
Right, left.
Look at the sun. He's going down. Over that ridge. Come, let's go out and look at the sunset. So beautiful. I'm sure it will cheer you and bring up your sense of joy. And you can see things in a larger light.
Can't you answer your phone? It's the police.
Who's been in here today?
Some guy. He said he wanted to...
Who? What guy? Shit. What guy?
I think I like your tone of voice.
Yes.
What the hell is the matter with you?
What?
The tape you gave me didn't have nothing on it.
All my tapes are blank.
You know, I don't get you, man. First you feed me all this nutty assassination, then you give me a blank tape. What for?
Because somebody erased it. They've erased all my tapes.
Oh, yeah. They erased your tapes. What are they going to be doing, trying to kill you next? You're nuts.
Extraterrestrial races.
They're just kids. 18, 19. Their whole lives ahead of them cut off.
The thorns and the cross of the sun, because of course the cross was worshipped in Egypt and so on long before Christianity appeared. Mm-hmm. The Celts also were a sun worshipping civilization, the Celtic peoples. They also worshipped the Celtic cross, which is a picture of the sun's magnetic field. Mm. So, I mean, religion's come a long way and it's diversified, fragmented. Sometimes it comes back together throughout history. It's a The cycles of the sun, the sun's radiation, can be determined by analyzing the radiation from the sun. And if we take a cross inside a circle, if you can imagine, if we label those quadrants, 1, 2, 3, and 4, but as the sun spins, particles are showered towards the Earth in a sequence, followed by 1, followed by 2, followed by 3, followed by 4. But when the North Pole scans through that cycle, then one of those sectors is burned out every month. So 1 month we lose number one. So all we see is neutral 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. The next month we see 1, neutral 3, 4. The next month we see 1, 2, neutral 4. The next month we see 1, 2, 3, neutral.
My journalism since 9/11 has been not to go into any of the conspiracy, if you will, non-provable speculative realms, i.e. where they're explosives in the building, where the planes remote control. Those are non-provable events. My focus as a reporter in From the Wilderness has been to take government documents, government records, official press reports, and to point out the anomalies in those and say that, wait a minute, these stories and these government positions are not telling the truth.
Faggot 10 times over.
Petticoats and the whole work.
Easter.
Oh, that hat. Oh, my
Easter.
God.
Easter. I made it almost to the foot of the hill before I fell.
You're just resplendent. Oh, God, and what a sour face. I'm sorry. I'll keep my comments to myself.
That's all right. You're allowed. Oh, that's the one up in the holler.
What are you carrying?
A checkerboard.
White gloves.
Oh, yes, it was Easter time, I believe. I was always big on checkers. I was a champion checker player. Oh, God, I hate that picture. I hated that dress. I'd much rather have had my ball cap or my cowboy hat. It's not a smile, it's a snarl, like, yeah, thanks a lot.
It's like, oh, let's get a picture of you with the baby doll.
Uh-huh.
and then immediately I traded Frank for it.
What'd you get off of Frank?
A bow and arrow set. There's Ziggy's bike and my chemistry set. See the box there? That's my bow and arrow set. That was my good bow and arrow set. That's not me. That's my evil twin sister.
It's this poor little boy being stuffed
that's
in
it.
Drag.
It's a poor little boy being stuffed in drag. That made my mother happy.
Fascinating stuff, Arthur. I think we ought to get into it.
Genetic extraterrestrial heritage.
That's the place where I stop and say, and begin to say, there's another agenda here which needs to be drug out into the light.
Are you trying to say, in fact, that President Bush basically engineered the events of September the 11th?
Engineered is a difficult word for me here. The Bush administration knew the attacks were going to take place, and that they kind of turned a blind eye and may have, in fact, left-handedly facilitated. I'm not saying engineered and or executed directly.
But you're saying that they could have prevented
absolute
attacks.
Absolutely. Fact,
could have prevented the destruction of the World Trade Center.
Absolutely.
So they colluded in the destruction of the World Trade Center. In
they let it happen.
Yes.
Let's stop on this point of what actually happened on the day.
Finish. What our scientists call junk DNA is actually the key to our genetic lineage. Our scientists call it junk because they don't know what it is, where it came from, or why it's there.
Is there a four codes of radiation which repeats three times during the year? And that gives us earth, air, fire, and water, the three different groups of astrological signs.
The history books would say that television was born in 1939 at the New York World's Fair. Farnsworth's first public demonstration in Philadelphia, 5 years earlier, was forgotten.
Replacing our values.
Right.
And more serious than that, really, is the fact that because the media play a crucial role, the single most important role, in determining public policy, in determining the policies of our government.
Right.
Those policies very often are set in accord with the standard of whether or not it's good for the Jews,
mm-hmm.
Whether or not it's good for Israel,
mm-hmm.
instead of whether or not it's good for the American people.
All right, Dr. Pierce, when we come back, let's talk about the differences between a Jewish-dominated media and a white-dominated media.
I'll be happy.
We'll be right back.
Jewish control of the media is the spearhead of aggression against the white race. For your gift of $5 or more, we'll send you our hard-hitting booklet,
Who Rules America? A provocative and detailed expose of kosher control and subversion of the media. We'll also include pamphlets explaining major threats to the white race, age, crime, gun control, and diversity. This special package also contains membership information on the National Alliance, North America's elite racially conscious organization. Write to Who Rules America? National Vanguard Books, Department R, P.O. Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA. When you write, mention the call letters of this radio station and join with us to counter the Jewish media control.
While Philo filled his trout pond, David Sarnoff was finally ready to unveil RCA Television to America.
Post, Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Dean, LaRue, Mardian, O'Brien, Parkinson, Colson, Pittman, Kalmbach, Tony, that's the word source, I'll explain that in a minute, Stands. Now, beside several of the names, after I did the list, I said, my first reaction was, there certainly are an awful lot of lawyers involved here.
You don't realize that we have been genetically manipulated as far back as, 57,000 years ago was really when it really, really started once again, the genetic manipulation of our race by extraterrestrials.
Myself, I heard it played back, and now it's blank like the rest of my tapes.
As we listen all over again, as there are those who have joined on to you, And those who began yesterday are changes afoot, transcendence in the air. So we listen again to the colours, to the light. We watch the sounds, and we, with your permission, touch a love in you so rare, so precious. And once again we welcome you. We welcome those of you who began the activation of magics yesterday, and we welcome those of you who join in today. And now, as you are together, certainly so we can continue this exploration. And as we have said so many times, as we said yesterday as well, you are the magicians of the current and future age. You are the magicians of the mysteries and of the mysticisms. And this is the dawning of your day. The dawning of your day. It is a time to hone and sharpen your magic and its working. It is a time to lift your level of mastery, whatever that level may be, to a higher octave, to a higher level of elegance and excellence. It is time to lift the craftsmanship of your magic to the level of artistry. And yes, in the dawning of your day, a time for more magic, new magic. A time to deepen the magic you know and combine it with the magic you don't know, that you can't know. A time to lift the veils of magic, so that in the workings of the many kinds, from the sympathetic to that of the confluence magic, at a level beyond comprehension, at a level beyond understanding, beyond experience, beyond description.
Hammer, 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 all day long. You hammer in the morning, you hammer at noon. Hammer, 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 all day long. Charlie's Union Carpenter, hammer, hammer, hammer. Charlie's Union Carpenter, all day long. He hammers in the morning, he hammers at noon. Hammer, 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 all day long. Hammer, 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 hammer. Hammer, 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 all day long. You hammer in the morning, you hammer at noon. Hammer, 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 all day long. Grandfather's a union carpenter, hammer, hammer, hammer. Grandfather's a union carpenter, all day long. He hammers in the morning, he hammers at noon. Hammer, 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 all day long. Hammer, 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 hammer. Hammer, 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 all day long. You hammer in the morning, you hammer at noon. Hammer, 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 all day long. Paula's a union carpenter, hammer, hammer, hammer. Paula's a union carpenter, all day long.
to stand up, to step forth as the magician, the high magician that you are destined to be. On a time to find your voice in the dawning of your day, to find your voice, and once found, to lift it. To lift it so that you might be heard in the esoteric meaning of that word. So that you might be heard in your world.
Point of what actually happened on the day. How could they have prevented September 11th? How did they collude?
Okay, well, this is the subject of a two-hour lecture, so I will try to...
Tell us in 2 minutes.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I'll do the Federal Express guy. I'll talk very quickly. First of all, we know that from documented warnings, major press sources, Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, BBC, all respected press outlets, that the intelligence services of Germany, Russia, Egypt, major intelligence, the Mossad, and if you take the reports that are documented and acknowledged from those sources and you put them together, you see that the United States government, we know, had received warnings that some 25 suicide hijackers would be hijacking airliners and crashing them into the World Trade Center on the week of September 4th. And these are intelligence reports from the government that...
Well, they had a long list of targets. The World Trade Center was only one.
Indeed. That's just one...
But it was one.
Yes.
That's the important point.
That was certainly one.
And it had been targeted before.
Yeah, earlier.
In 1992, it had been attacked, so no secret.
We also know from the U.S. District Court in Manhattan in February of 2001 that it was revealed that the National Security Agency had broken all of Osama bin Laden's secured, encrypted communications. There was also incredible evidence that was overlooked immediately, and this is something that plays directly into Canada, of insider trading. Major significant put options, which are basically best that the stock prices will fall on United Airlines and American Airlines, other companies hit by Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley. And we know, we absolutely know for a fact that intelligence agencies monitor stock trades in real time through use of very sophisticated software called Promise. And that these trades were placed, some of these trades, the United Airlines trades, were placed through the firm Alex Brown Deutsche Bank, which was headed until 1998 by the man who was currently the executive director of the CIA, a man by the name of Buzzy Krongard. There's many, 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 many warnings. You could look at the evidence, and again, it's tough to take one piece of evidence and put it out. When a lawyer makes a presentation, he gets to put 100 exhibits before the jury, not just one.
Now, you're saying that many of these sources that you've been using are from newspapers themselves, or news services of different kinds.
Yes.
And so they're public. So why aren't we confronting a major American journalist right now or a major American editor who's put the same dots together and come to the same conclusions instead of obscure person?
50 senators and how many congressmen and the Securities and Exchange Commission and all the various mechanisms that are built into the U.S. political system to ensure that nobody is corrupt. Because that's what you're suggesting.
Well, they are totally corrupt, and that's what I'm flatly stating.
And every U.S. congressman and senator who has an oversight role in this is also corrupt.
Well, corrupt and or compromised to the point where, and I've just traveled to Washington recently, and I've produced a videotape, and I had three members of Congress appear in my videotape. So obviously Washington is not totally without ethics. However, the pervasiveness of the corruption, I mean, Enron is a perfect example. That stench is growing rapidly throughout Washington. but relevance to September 11th.
Relevant to September 11th. Everybody, the SEC has, I have contacted the SEC as a journalist, and I said, look, we know these insider trades were placed. You know that we have banking laws that are akin to medical records in the U.S. I can't go find out who made the trades because they're secrecy requirements. Brokers can't disclose.
SEC can.
SEC can. SEC will neither confirm nor deny the existence of any investigation. Members of Congress with whom I have spoken have said, we're not looking at that. Period.
If we rush, we'll miss something. Look, we rushed before, and what happened? We collided. But we took some time, and we got to know each other. And now, we can share a moment of beauty. Let's leave the truck.
I don't want to get out of the ambulance.
Come out of the ambulance. Let's look at this beautiful sunset. There's no need to hurry. Come. Come with me and we will see something beautiful.
I don't want to go anywhere with you. Don't you understand? I just want to get to a hospital.
Before we go to the hospital. Before we find our way back.
How long is it going to take?
Only a moment. Just to see the beauty of the sunset.
Where do you want to go?
You see the ridge over there?
Mm-hmm.
We will go. We will walk there and stop and stay. Just for a moment. And look.
All right, just for a moment.
So why aren't the major media drawing the same conclusions from this publicly available data that you're drawing?
They should be. They absolutely
should. But why aren't
they?
Then?
But what about corporate control of media?
Well, you know,
who benefited out of this whole military use of goods to go off to Afghanistan? Immediately you get transfer of money to the defense industry. You have tie-ins with newspapers. So you're not expecting the newspapers to be asking a question when you've got the government pushing a patriotic, jingoistic...
I've read Senator Richard Shelby, and he's questioned the head of the CIA quite aggressively, and he's going to come back for more. He's also questioned the head of counterintelligence for the FBI, and those are hearings that are going to be on in the next few months, and certainly I'm going to watch them, and I think the U.S. media will watch them.
I, for one, am extremely concerned about Canadian sovereignty. In August of 2000, I was visited by two members of the RCMP National Security Staff who were conducting an investigation into the RCMP's use of Promise software, which they believed had been compromised by the CIA and or CISA. During those conversations, as a matter of fact, there's a card from the RCMP National Security Staff. And we had talked about RCMP's version of Promise being compromised. And the fact that one of the investigators in particular was very concerned about the loss of Canadian sovereignty being subjugated to U.S. intelligence and economic interests. My investigation led me to a speech by Derek Burney, your former ambassador to Washington, in which he was virtually obsequiously fawning to American economic interests, saying that if we don't do what the Americans want us to do, we will find ourselves replaced by Mexico as the largest trading partner of the U.S. It was a virtual capitulation.
Psychometry. Psychometry.
Has been visited, colonized, been an outpost on a very consistent basis for the last 22 million years.
Psychometry.
Yeah, that's what I heard just before the tire blew out. You're right, it was a shot.
You took this to the police, huh?
Yes, I took it to the police. I gave them a copy, they sent it to the lab, and then it came out blank. So somebody's erased it.
Are you sure?
I transferred it myself. I heard it played back, and now it's blank like the rest of my tapes.
Okay. In order to truly understand this, and it's taken me a long time to truly grasp it, is because everything I've been taught, I've had to throw away. Virtually everything. Okay, now, who was it that came here? There were extraterrestrials. Some of them human, some of them were not. Some were reptilian. There were beings of a plasma type of physical form. There have been others that were primates that had a very strong prominence in what we would call primates. These are extraterrestrial races that have the technology of space travel and have had it. We are literally babes in the woods as a race.
Psychometry.
Arthur says you're very shy. He wants me to draw you out.
Draw me out? That doesn't sound like Arthur.
Well, what he actually said was you were a high-handed, arrogant prick. A little nuts, but brilliant. And if I ever got you talking, I would find you fascinating.
Sounds more like Arthur.
He says you're doing some work with him and Alan Hobart at Payne Whitney.
Yes.
Well, what sort of work?
Toxic metabolite stuff for more or less replicating Heath and Friedhoff strategies, trying to find maverick substances specific to schizophrenia. I think we're chasing our tails.
Talk to that guy in the back room, though. Just quantifying all of the traffic here. And I wasn't hired by me. Came from upstairs. Even though I own this establishment. ZBC out of Newton. Good business plan. Can't beat it with a stick. New metaphysics right now. Working our way backwards through the winding road. You know what I mean? Can't hear anything right now. I'm flying by partial instruments.
The Spirit of the Lord is, true translation, where the Spirit is Lord, there is liberty. His hand is here right now. People were healed in that service dramatically, powerfully. There is touch, ladies and gentlemen. There is healing. There is manifestation of glory in the touch of Jesus' hands. Father, in the name of Christ, I stretch forth my hand to my family, to my brothers, to my sisters, to those that are watching around the world that are struggling, sick in body. Father, I ask you to heal them right this very moment. I ask you to manifest your presence and power in their lives. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every devil of hell that would come against my brother and my sister, my family. In Jesus' name, I claim it. In Jesus' name, it is done, because your word says it is done. Manifest your glory in our midst, Lord. Someone right now that's suffering with a heart condition, the Lord is touching you. I can see literally someone crying because of the pain in your shoulder. If you'll just lift your shoulder in Jesus' name, the Lord will touch you. And there's others that I feel in my spirit. God is healing right now because of the touch of Jesus. It's all to His glory and honor. I feel His presence. Someone who's deaf in your right ear, the Lord is opening your ear right now. Receive it. It's yours. Can I have it? It's yours. It's your contract. It's what the Lord wants for you. Praise God. I felt His presence. And I'm...
I didn't ask for details. I said that I, too, had been in therapy due to my parents' neglect of me when young. In 31 years, I can remember only two acts of parental self-sacrifice from my father. The first was when I was 6 years old and dropped my raspberry ripple on the sand at Wells next to sea. He gave me his own, slightly eaten. The second was when I was suspended from school for contravening the rules by wearing red socks. He took time off work and went to see the headmaster, the fearsome Mr. Scruton, and forced him to make a grovelling apology. 2 a.m. Regarding the red socks row, I've just remembered the true facts. 1. My father did not take time off from work. He was unemployed at the time. 2. He did not confront Scruton at the school. He telephoned him. 3. Scruton did not make a grovelling apology. 4. On the third day, I capitulated and wore black socks to school.
Jack, how are you? I'm Frank Donahue. I own the City News.
Oh, yes, yes.
Could I talk to you a couple of minutes?
No, not
Oh, come
right
on,
now.
Jack. 2 minutes, that's all I need. 2 minutes, I came all the way over here to talk to you. I'm gone.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, it's sort of private. Can we go back here and talk?
Yeah.
Oh, great. So you make movies here, huh? I think I'm a frustrated actor myself, Jack.
What do you want?
You told the police that someone shot out the tire on McRyan's car.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
Jack, that's not important. I'm a reporter. I've got my sources.
No, all right. Now, why would a guy like you be interested in some kind of assassination nut like me?
Jack, I don't think... Are you talking here?
No. Over here.
I don't think you're a nut. In fact, that's why I'm here. You see, I've looked into this thing myself, and there's just a hell of a lot of things that don't add up about this, what are the cops calling it, a freak accident? I mean, how about that girl? Everyone's pretending she wasn't even in the car. Now, you saw her,
didn't
you, Jack?
What else did the source of yours have to say?
Well, among other things, that you recorded that gunshot. That's great work, Jack. I'd sure like to hear the tape. Have you got it here?
All right, what good would it be? I mean, I could have made it in a recording studio.
You could have, but, I don't think you did. I think you've got a tape, Jack, and I think it's the real thing. Let me put you on the air. There you can tell everybody what you saw that night. You tell them what you heard, and then, boom, we play that tape. It's a great story. What do you think?
Well, nobody believed it.
Hey, Frank Donahue believes it. And he's got 8 million people, Jack. 8 million people every night that watch him. Go along with me on this. I guarantee you, by 8:30 tomorrow night, every one of those 8 million sons of bitches are going to believe Jack Terry's story. I promise you that.
remember it. And this went on day and night, I don't know how many days. This was back in the days of little putt-putt cement mixers. And this gave my father, I think, instant notoriety. I'm sure that every man working on the project thought that this guy was a 30-year-old nut.
While Philo filled his trout pond, David Sarnoff was finally ready to unveil RCA Television to America. The history books would say that television was born in 1939 at the New York World's Fair, Farnsworth's first public demonstration in Philadelphia, 5 years earlier, was forgotten.
1939. Television is ready to make its official public debut. The setting could hardly be more perfect. The New York World's Fair, where on April 29, 1939, David Sarnoff stated, "We have added radio sight to sound."
It is with a feeling of humbleness that I come to this moment of announcing the birth in this country of a new art so important in its implications that it is bound to affect all society. It is an art which shines like a torch of hope in a troubled world.
Anybody who went to RCA to ask her how television was invented got a long story from them, which involved Sarnoff and Zvorykin, but never involved Farnsworth.
Do you recall your estimate?
Of course I remember. I asked something like $100,000.
Your estimate missed by quite a bit. It cost RCA more than $50 million to create, develop, and introduce America's first all-electronic television system.
That kind of spirit or ruthlessness Farnsworth didn't have. He was a sort of a gentle person. He wanted to invent. He didn't understand public relations. He didn't understand manipulating the public. He didn't understand manipulating. He didn't want to manipulate. He wanted to invent.
Kind of power, economic power, is being wielded, and it's being wielded by Wall Street. And let's go back just briefly. GE is one of the largest defense contractors. They own NBC. CNN uses military satellites for its live feed. We know that CNN has U.S. Army intelligence personnel sitting in its newsroom. Okay, these are, by virtue of the stock market alone, and the stock market's dependency both upon the oil revenues and the drug cash, which is documented now. they don't have a vested interest in telling the truth. Now, I have been doing, since September the 11th, radio interviews.
Why is AOL Time Warner that owns CNN doing so poorly? Its stock market is at historic low right
Which
now.
It doesn't prove your point,
right?
Well, I'm not saying it proves my point, but the anecdotal relationships cannot be ignored. These are things that you have to look at when Army intelligence personnel are sitting in the CNN newsroom.
Ownership talks.
Yes. Money talks. Many stocks are failing, but so are the accounting procedures of Enron. I mean, we're in a fragile economic situation, I think, all over the world right now. But as I've traveled the country, and I've been here, I've lectured twice here in Toronto, Canada, at the University of Toronto, at UT. As I've traveled and done media, I have seen radio talk show hosts on large networks lose their jobs for having me on the air. We are living in a world of censorship.
Yeah. We are living in weird times. You know, it troubles me deeply that both my church and the Raging Grannies, of which I'm a member, are identified not just as they were after APEC, as a low-grade security risk, but now as subversive. And I know that the definitions under C-36 for terrorism are sufficiently broad that they could catch my legitimate questioning dissent from Orthodox views. I find this absolutely reprehensible, and that is... If we are fighting a war against terrorists, but we're losing democracy at home, what's the point?
I maintain that we're living in an empire, that the Supreme Court was nullified any claim it had on legitimacy by overturning a Florida law that clearly said the clear intent of the voter and threw that out. But I wanted to back.
Would it have been any different had Ben Gore been president? Would the events of September 11th not
Great
happen?
Great question. Wonderful question. I think that we are on the cusp of a major world oil crisis. And this is where I rise above the level of partisan politics. I look to groups like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, founded by Zbigniew Brzezinski.
Let's follow the money again.
Follow the money.
Let's come back to oil, which we sort of dropped out of the pipeline. What's oil got to do with September 11th?
Now the sound is very clear. It's the picture that's a little fuzzy.
I'm a fiscal anthropologist. I'm sweating out my dissertation.
Where?
Columbia.
Holloway. And that bunch. You're kind of young for a PhD, aren't you?
24.
Still pretty good. I didn't get my PhD till I was 25. I'm supposed to be a whiz kid.
I'm a whiz kid, too.
Anthropology seems to attract good-looking women.
So, you don't think schizophrenia can be reduced to a single etiological agent?
I'm not even sure it's a disease.
You think man is just simply another state of consciousness?
There's a body of evidence to support that.
You don't like to talk about your work, do you?
As a rule, no. I've always been interested in interior experiences, especially the religious experience. The only reason I'm working with schizophrenics now is the religious experience is so significant in schizophrenia. There's only so much work you can do with animals. I worked with monkeys for 2 years, but monkeys can't tell you what's going on inside their consciousness. You need human beings for that. And you're not allowed to ablate human beings, and you can't stick electrodes in their skulls, so I have to use some kind of trance-inducing technique, and the isolation tank seemed the least risky. Listen, I'd like to go home with you tonight. Would that be all right with you?
Listed for pre Mitchell Magruder Stan or Strawn. Post Haldeman, Ehrlichman, Dean, LaRue, Mardian, O'Brien, Parkinson, Colson, Bittman, Kalmbach, Tony, I have, that's the word source, I'll explain that in a minute, Stand. Now, beside several of the names, After I did the list, I said, just my first reaction was, there certainly are an awful lot of lawyers involved here. So I put a little asterisk beside each lawyer, which was Mitchell, Strawn, Ehrlichman, Dean, Mardian, O'Brien, Parkinson, Colson, Bittman, and Kalmbach.
But I worried that my mother would recognize my voice and find out that I was stripping.
Our packages, rolled up newspapers, coat over and on. Never would have let a man open an umbrella along the way. Never would have allowed that limousine to slow down to 10 miles an hour, much less take that unusual curve at Houston and Elm. You would have felt an army presence in the streets that day. None of this happened. It was a violation of the most basic protection codes we have.
They have erased my tapes, they've made you disappear, and next it's going to be me. But I'm not disappearing, I'll tell you that.
As they say, what, the straw that broke the camel's back. Such descriptions can be appropriate to what happens at a certain juncture in people's lives.
Different personalities, because the Earth goes around the Sun in an ellipse, and because it's tilted on its axis by 23.5 degrees, we've got a slight variation between the three different fours, and that's where the 12 comes from.
Okay.
In the final decade of the 21st century, men and women in rocket ships landed on the moon. By 2200 AD, they had reached the other planets of our solar system. Almost at once, there followed the discovery of Kuiper Drive, through which the speed of light was first attained and later greatly surpassed. And so at last, mankind began the conquest and colonization of deep space.
Oh. This is a map that Zbigniew Brzezinski, again, who was Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, worked on intelligence for Ronald Reagan, founder of the Trilateral Commission, wrote in a 1997 book called The Grand Chessboard, and he draws a line around where the next conflict is going to be, where 75% in Eurasia of the world's known energy resources are. This is the Caspian Sea, this is exactly where we're fighting right now. And yet he wrote in this book 4 years ago that this was where the conflict was going to be. And he said in three places in this book, he said, without an attack on the order of Pearl Harbor, the American people will never support the effort of imperial mobilization, his term, not mine, required to exert the military force necessary to secure control of this region. That book was written 4 years ago.
But that was proven unnecessary. I mean, next to Saudi Arabia, Iraq has the most amount of oil. And George Bush, the senior, had no difficulty mobilizing American opinion.
But Ron, what we're talking about is geopolitics.
Indeed.
We're talking about the desire to profit. And it's not just for the country to profit, but for those involved in the corporations to do so.
Indeed.
And that's what keeps power in their hands. Money, political power.
I think another thing, Mike, is that we're at the very early stages in this whole story. I mean, September the 11th was an enormous event. It had a tremendous impact on Americans and Canadians and people worldwide. And it mobilized opinion, there's no doubt about that, behind the American government and the Canadian government and Western governments generally. people had an emotional reaction, which they're still feeling to a certain extent.
Yes, yes.
But it's starting to shift already, and people are now starting to ask some of these questions and starting to take a longer view. In fact, I think American congressmen only a few days ago were asking, why are we still putting more soldiers into Afghanistan? What exactly are we trying to do in Afghanistan now? And there's no satisfactory answers. So in some ways, you may be the vanguard of a closer examination of the causes of September the 11th and the motivations and the fallout.
If I remember a few months back, the whole purpose of the war on Afghanistan was to capture one bad guy. That has not happened yet. So who is this bin Laden character? And indeed, why are we not more concerned than we appear to be about the fact that he hasn't come into custody?
Osama bin Laden's getting his nails done in Switzerland. That's what I believe. Yeah, I mean, he...
You don't believe that his DNA is scattered over some plane
no,
in Afghanistan?
No, I absolutely do not. We know that the bin Laden family and the Bush family have had joint business investments for a long time. We know that in 1998 and 2000, thanks to the Wall Street Journal again, and the New York Times, that George Herbert Walker Bush, Poppy, which is a great name for him, traveled to Saudi Arabia and met with, for the Carlyle Group, and we can get to the Carlyle Group in a moment, met with the Saudi royal family and the bin Laden family. Former President Bush has admitted this. They all had investments in the Carlyle Group. From the Wilderness broke a story on that right after September the 11th. And as a result of that story and other people picking up and doing the same thing, the bin Laden family sold their interest in the Carlyle Group. We know that in 1976, that far back, Osama bin Laden's older brother, Salim, through a Texas investment banker, Jim Bath, who has intelligence connections, he's a National Guard pilot who flew with George W. Bush, their old friends, gave Jim Bath control of the bin Laden family investments in the United States. And that same year, Jim Bath invested $50,000 in George W. Bush's first company, Arbusto Energy. There are close business connections there. But look at the behavior, again, which is not consistent with the stated goal. The behavior is, and I predict, and I think I'm going to be proven right on this in very short order, you have Canadian troops there fighting, and that's a first for you guys in a long time. But we will see U.S. troops there protecting the pipeline construction. We will see massive deployments. We have seen, and this may be America's equivalent of Hitler's march to Moscow. We have seen U.S. troops deployed in Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and now in Georgia. Deployed, permanent bases being established.
When do we get a DC fixed, Jerry?
Half a minute, Skipper.
Ship on course, sir. We'll reach DC point at 1701. That's less than 3 minutes now. All right. Take it away.
Aye, aye, sir.
Chief, we'll drop back below light speed in about 3 minutes. Got your breakable gear stowed?
Aye, aye, sir.
All right, good.
DC set and punched on, Skipper.
All right, attention. Captain to crew, all hands squared away to decelerate. Ship's beeper will, as usual, sound 10 times after lights dim.
Come on, Doc.
DC, Bosun.
Aye, aye, sir. DC station. On the double. Want to bounce through this one?
Thank you.
down to 0.3896 of light speed.
Warm in here, Skipper.
Yeah.
Jerry, you...
There's Altair right on the nose, Skipper. Meanwhile, this ship arranges its own eclipses. Okay, Jerry, punch out an orbit on the fourth planet.
Aye, Skipper.
Ship in approach, Skipper. Helical vector oriented.
Attention. Captain to crew, attention. Our destination, Altair 4, is now visible on the main view plate. As you'll recollect from your briefing lectures, this is an Earth-type planet. 20 years ago, the spacecraft Bellerophon landed here with a prospecting party of scientists. Our mission is to search for survivors. That is all.
Nobody wants to know about conspiracy. I don't get it. Let me tell you something, all right? I know what I heard and what I saw. And I'm not going to stop until everyone in this country hears and sees the same thing. And you're going to help me. Yeah, you.
I was considering divorce. I may be overstepping my boundaries here, but you are Jewish, aren't you?
Is that relevant?
Well, us Catholics, we place a great deal of stock in the sanctity of the family. And I am not sure that your people...
I've been married for 31 years.
Well, then you know how difficult it can be. He's a good man. A good father.
You tell me he's a depressed criminal, prone to anger, serially unfaithful. Is that your definition of a good man?
I thought psychiatrists weren't supposed to be judgmental.
Many patients want to be excused for their current predicament because of events that occurred in their childhood.
That's what psychiatry has become in America. Visit any shopping mall or ethnic pride parade to witness the results.
What we say in here stays in here, right?
By ethical code, by law.
His crimes. They are organized crime.
The mafia.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, so what? So what? He betrays me every week with these whores.
Probably the least of his misdeeds. You can leave now, or you can stay and hear what I have to say.
Well, you're going to charge the same anyway.
I won't take your money.
That's a new one.
You must trust your initial impulse and consider leaving him. You'll never be able to feel good about yourself. Never be able to quell the feelings of guilt and shame that you talked about, as long as you're his accomplice.
You're wrong about the accomplice part, though.
Are you sure?
All I do is make sure he's got clean clothes in his closet and dinner on his table.
So enabler would be a more accurate job description for you than accomplice. My apologies.
So, you think I need to define my boundaries more clearly? Keep a certain distance, not internalize my...
What did I just say?
Leave him.
Take only the children, what's left of them, and go.
My priest said I should try and work with him, help him to be a better man.
How's that going? Have you ever read Crime and Punishment? Dostoevsky. It's not an easy read. It's about guilt and redemption. And I think for your husband to turn himself in, read this book, and reflect on his crimes every day for 7 years in his cell, then he might be redeemed.
I would have to get a lawyer, find an apartment, arrange for child support.
You're not listening. I'm not charging you because I won't take blood money. You can't either. One thing you can never say that you haven't been told.
I see. You're right, I see.
Are broken, or rather, excuse us, too many alliances are broken, and the remaining ones are just too frail, too fragile, too frayed. That's the dynamic, as we reference it in this case, the dynamic of alliances. There is also a dynamism of broken alliances. Dynamism. Changing reality. Not by moving mass, but by shifting force. The dynamism of broken alliances. We cover several of them quickly, since they're obvious and familiar. First of all, broken alliances fuel your negative ego. Give it cause, give it reason, give it the stuff with which to work more ardently. It fuels it, it feeds it, it helps it go stronger.
It's a criminal enterprise that's out of control. The U.S. government has become a franchise operation for major corporations.
And at the same time, not only fueling the negative ego, your enemy, it sustains or gives stability to your personal nemesis, your judge of requital, your judge of retribution, justice through retribution. That's what the broken alliances do. The force that emerges and the reality created out of that force, the dynamism, is that it fuels the ego and sustains, stabilizes your personal nemesis, or can do with that.
This is an imperial occupation. This is not a short-term goal, and you were absolutely right. Osama bin Laden is Saudi Arabian, and there are monstrous problems. That is so problematic with Saudi Arabia, we haven't seen the end result of that yet. But the behavior is of imperial occupation. And the pipeline, we know, October 10th, Ambassador Wendy Chamberlain met with the Pakistani oil and gas minister and said, gee, this pipeline that UNICAL couldn't build for so long is now back on the table. Hamid Karzai, the interim prime minister, is a former UNICAL employee. President Bush's special envoy, Zalami Khalilzad, is a former UNICAL employee.
Secondly, the resonance of self-punishment of self-sabotage, of self-denial. The resonance of twisted justice and distorted issues of deserving. The resonance of these, or such as these, can be fueled and maintained. And thus, one carries such resonance. And you end up punishing yourself, sabotaging yourself, denying yourself. You end up at sufferance of your twisted sense of justice. Often through punishment, that if I suffer enough, I will have paid my dues. No pain, no gain. And I have suffered in great pain. Now where the is my gain?
And get that original film. Because this isn't any good. I need the original.
I know that a lot of people like to think of ourselves as having, you know, we are very sophisticated. In 2,000 years, we've gone to the moon. We are literally babes in the woods.
The dawning of your day. Yesterday, we explored transcendence magic. Giving yourself permission and backing up that permission with your own authorship, your authority empowered. You began conscious of what could blind you and what could deafen you of boundaries, of fears, of issues of empowerment and issues of dreams and visions itself. What could deafen you, what could blind you in your very momentum? And releasing what you could, stepping beyond those boundaries, beyond those fears, releasing those issues, and flowing with your momentum as best you could. You found your doorway, your gateway to transcendent states. Not the transcendent states at first, no, but you found your gateway, your doorway that could lead you there. For some of you, it is the more real higher self, the higher self in its more luminous, in its translucent, in its shining sense of self-geometric. Yet for others it was in a depth of soul, beyond its many faces, beyond its personified whole. That was your gateway, most profound, most elegant. Others found the gateway amid the boundary dwellers, be they the boundary dwellers of your personal nature, the painter, the poet, the musician, the philosopher, the artist in you that stands at the dew lion of consciousness, or whether it was in the boundary dwellers of archetypes at points of crossing, or of your personal connection, rendition. And others of you found that state, or rather that gate, that doorway in the unknown. Beautiful, silent, sacred. For some it came in beauty, lifted to states of ecstasy, filled with joy, fully at peace, filled with expectation, fully accepting yourself, filled with awe and majesty, fully able to soar, carefree, filled with love, fully loved, in states of euphoria, where everything has a glow, a radiance, and God, Goddess, all that is.